Good morning. Happy Thursday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's making news right now. President Obama laid out an aggressive agenda for the nation on Tuesday night. And then this morning, a few minutes ago, we learned some new details about the president's $3 trillion budget proposal. A part of the president's budget will be a $634 billion health care reserve fund. As far as education goes, Obama is considering eliminating the federal mentoring program created by the Bush administration to save nearly $50 million. Meanwhile, new jobless claims have taken an unexpected jump. 667,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's an increase of 36,000. Experts predicted the number to drop. The number of people continuing to claim unemployment on a weekly basis is 5.1 million, which is the highest since the department began keeping records in 1967. Also, some big losses for America's largest automaker. GM just announced this morning a $9.6 billion net loss and that it burned through more than $5 billion in cash. This comes on the day that GM executives returned to Washington to ask for even more bailout money. Since receiving the first installment of the bailout cash, GM has received another $9.4 million in federal assistance, and last week asked for an additional $16.6 billion. Investigators are trying to figure out what went wrong during yesterday's deadly plane crash near Amsterdam's main airport. The flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered. They're now being analyzed. That Boeing 737 slammed into a field while trying to land and broke into three pieces. Both pilots are believed to be among the nine people killed. We're looking at a slight dip in the price of gas. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of unleaded regular is now $1.88. That's down a penny from Wednesday. In the last 11 days, the price of gas has dropped to nearly 8.5 cents. So that's a quick look at what is happening right now. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com/live for your updates throughout the day.